This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I want to fire off my favorite story of the day, and then you fire off your favorite story of the day, and we'll just go back and forth until it's Festivus.
All hour?
We have to read them in a British accent.
I can't do a British accent.
In a news voice.
I'm terrible at that. What is yours?
Well, do you have one in front of you so that you can have yours when as soon as we're going to be dueling news anchors?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What's yours?
Your dateline is Ohio.
Good. Mine's Pennsylvania.
An employee at the Martin's Ferry McDonald's reportedly suffered burns when her earbud fell into a vat of hot grease, and she reportedly reached in to retrieve it. Officials tell 7 News that Martin's Ferry EMS responded to a call of a woman in distress. She had burns to her hand. She was transported to the hospital in serious condition. It happened just before 4 p.m. yesterday. Stick with 7 News. That's all the information released to us at this time. Might I just add that when one drops an earbud into scalding hot boiling fry grease, you should let your earbud go.
It's already gone. It will melt inside of that burning grease.
Scott?
Dateline, Chester County, Pennsylvania, Dana. Over 30 years ago, a second grader from Pennsylvania was assigned a high school pen pal. Little did that young girl know that she was writing to the person who would someday deliver her 2 children in the future. During the school year in 1994 and 1995, second grader Megan Lewis exchanged letters with a high school junior named Suzanne. When Lewis was visiting her family for Thanksgiving, she went through some of her old papers from elementary school and decided to search for her pen pal on Google. It turns out that Suzanne is now Dr. Suzanne Pugh of the Axia Women's Health mainline OBGYN. But what was most shocking was that Lewis knew her, not as her old pen pal, but as her gynecologist who delivered her 2 children.
Wow, what are the odds?
My mouth dropped, she said. I could not believe that my pen pal was Dr. Pugh. Who was my OBGYN.
Who now knows me intimately.
And delivered my kids, Caroline and Jack. I believe I won that round.
No, you didn't. Let me tell you why, Scott. There were too many names in that story. It was too confusing, too many details, and too hard to follow. You got to tighten that script up, bud.
I didn't write it. I didn't write
it. This is what I got. Pen pal, OBGYN, pen pal.
That's because you have an inability to pay attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth. That's not my fault. The Justice Department is scrambling to review roughly 5.2 million pages related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Stop right there.
To comply with the law passed by Congress.
How guilty do you have to be that your case produced 5.8 million documents?
This is on top of the 2 million that were dropped last week. We're now well over 7 million documents.
This is not some racketeering case from the 80s, Scott, that spans 3 countries and multiple cities and involves the mob. This is one evildoer with his one accomplice.
And several, at least.
Without a doubt.
At least 10 co-conspirators, seven of whose names were redacted
that
last week.
That flowchart is deep. There is no doubt about it. 5.2 million documents?
Mm-hmm. Pages, yeah.
How many pages did they have when they knew he was a predator 20 years ago? That's what we need to be asking.
Probably more than a million. The Department of Justice is seeking to enlist, read that, hire, roughly 400 employees in an effort to sift through the records, which is expected to run from January 5th through January 20th. So they're going to hire 400 people to go through 5.2 million pages of documents over a two-week period. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said that lawyers from the department's headquarters, the FBI, the Southern District of Florida, Southern District of New York are, quote, working around the clock through the holidays, including Christmas and New Year's, to review documents in compliance with federal law.
Dare I say,
why weren't they doing that before?
If they had put that kind of manpower towards stopping him when they should have decades ago, we would not be where we are today. It would have taken, what, 1/100th of the manpower that they're using right now to nail him the way they should have when they allowed him to plead down to some ridiculous misdemeanor in the first case, plural, cases, out of Florida.
Which even—
It was, he somehow, you realize, got them to agree to from child rape to—
Sex trafficking.
Whatever the piddly charge ended up being. And then he was released.
Well, keep in mind, he was jailed for 18 months, but only at night. He could go about his business during the day. There is something about this story, and not to get everybody down on the holiday and everything like that, but there is something about this story that smells like rotten fish.
Oh, for everybody.
And where is it? And I'm not trying to get political, okay? But the sweetheart deal that he got was in 2008 under then President George W. Bush by some
DA.
Well, yeah, who later became the labor secretary in the first Trump term, okay?
Yeah.
Obama and Biden, so let's be fair and let's play both sides of the aisle here, both had opportunities to release the files for whatever reason they did not. Trump had every opportunity to release the files. And in his two terms, did not. So I'm not blaming one side or the other. I'm just saying there is something hinky going on where this guy, for whatever reason, was treated almost like a king who got caught with his pants down. No pun intended.
Here's what I've never understood in the Florida case. Attorneys general and district attorneys and everyone on that side of the law, they want to make a big case. They all want the big case. This case would have been huge at the time and was swept under the rug. So you have to ask yourself why.
Why?
Anyone on the law side would have done anything to nail him and put him in prison.
And even in death, he is being treated with kid gloves.
That's ridiculous.
Ghislaine Maxwell is interviewed by the deputy U.S. Attorney General, which is unheard of. Unheard of. Not one single case line attorney went down there for that interview. It was simply the deputy U.S. Attorney General. Not one person who worked the case against Ghislaine Maxwell went down there for that interview. She was supposed to be interviewed for one day. She was interviewed for two. Within days after that interview, she is sent to a posh federal penitentiary in Texas where she gets to order her own specially made food.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Play with puppies, okay? And the warden at that prison has said no one is allowed to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell with anybody on the outside.
Unbelievable.
Or you will be punished. Tell me there is not something going on. This is crooked to the core.
As we get a break, I want to remind everyone, please drive carefully, not only because there's more traffic later tonight, it is amateur night. Please, there are free Uber and other driving services so that you don't put anyone else or yourself in harm's way. We've already had a lot of notable accidents today. some involving teenagers. We had a semi-detach on I-29 earlier. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
A semi-detached. Huh. And I know if you're a truck driver, the last thing you want to have happen is the back two-thirds of your thing to go flying off like we're in some movie in the 80s.
It's called losing your load.
Oh, they lost their load.
Okay.
Please be careful and make a plan.
Yes.
Make a plan tonight for a driver if you are going to be celebrating.
And I was... And
don't shoot your guns off, idiots.
I was on a long walk this morning with Sarah, and, you know, she's like 24 now, and I said, what are you guys doing tonight? And she said, oh, we're not going to do anything.
And welcome to adulthood.
Dana, I honest to God, my first thought was, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you that my daughter is not going out tonight. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
We can't name the company by name because they're not an advertiser, and that's kind of against the law. But the young lady who called in earlier, who was going to bring the charcuterie board by, just did, and I had an opportunity to meet her outside. And she writes, her name is Chris. Jason and the Dana and Parks team, Happy New Year. I'm a longtime listener and love the show. I'm also a small business owner and had this board pre-ordered, but it wasn't picked up today, so I thought of you. Enjoy, and thanks for all that your team does for Kansas City. Aww. Hoping 2026 is a great year for all of you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Like I said, I can't name the business. It would get us in trouble, but I will say it is a charcuterie board company in Waldo.
Wonderful.
And you can figure that out on your own. The owner's name is Chris.
Love it.
Okay. We are doing Festivus Wednesday coming up in less than 40 minutes because this is the last day of the year, our last live show of the year, obviously, because of that. And we haven't done Festivus in 8 days. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Locally, want to pass this on, not necessarily looking to make it a topic, but Missouri has just been awarded $14.24 million in federal funds for anti-drone security during the World Cup. Now, when I first read the headline, I thought, oh, we're bringing in drones, you know, for law enforcement to help get eyes on crowds, which we might be doing. This is for anti-drone security.
Hmm.
So is this to... round them up and shoot them out of the sky if someone tries to get some crazy idea to fly one over the stadiums?
Probably, yes.
Funds come from the government's new Counter Unmanned Aircraft Systems Grant Program and are specifically earmarked for increasing protection, yes, against drones.
Jason, what were you going to say?
I was going to say maybe illegal broadcasting too, maybe trying to combat against that, you know, for such a huge event.
Maybe, but it always surprises me how...
But that in and of itself is already against the law.
Yeah, it always amazes me how ignorant people are who are caught and claim that they don't understand why you couldn't fly your drone over Arrowhead. Like someone who just gets one for Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I didn't know. How can you not know that you can't fly your drone near the airport or over Arrowhead to get a cool shot of, you know?
You can, but you have to have permission.
Yeah, once.
Well, you can, right? Like I can say the F word on the radio.
How could you look wearing orange? I'm stunned at the number of people who are like, oh, I didn't know. I just liked soccer and wanted to see what it looked like from above. Oh my God, no.
I hope that the drone craze ends at some point. I can still remember this
day. Oh, it's not going away.
I know. But I can still remember this day, and I think they may have had the wrong house at first. They figured it out shortly thereafter. But it was about a little over a year ago, we had a horrible hailstorm in Western Shawnee. I mean, baseball-sized hail. I'd never seen hail this big in my life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it literally took chunks off of my garage doors and destroyed the roof of every home in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, the next morning, you know exactly what's going to happen. Every roofing company, and rightfully so, they're trying to make a living. I don't blame them. Every roofing company and their mother was in town knocking on doors, handing out cards saying, hey, when it's time to get your roof fixed, here we are. We're ABC Roofing or we're XYZ Roofing. Just keep us in mind if you'd be so kind. And so, you know, next thing you know, a couple months pass, and everybody's getting their roofs replaced. And I'm standing outside, out back, and I hear zzzz.
Yep.
And I'm like, what in the name of Sam Hill is that noise? I look up, and there is a drone directly above my house.
Yeah. You know why?
No, I do know why now. What it was, they meant to be at my next door neighbor's house because down the street was one of the roofing companies.
Yep.
And there was a guy standing in the street and he was taking pictures with this drone of the roof.
So when I say, do you know why? My point is it is a lot safer and a lot cheaper to put a drone over a roof. But then the flip side of that is your insurance company can do it too without your knowledge and say, hey, you know, we know that before the hailstorm, your roof looked like this because we went and took pictures. And then after, it looked the same. So we're not covering that damage.
And we also know that out back where we weren't going to walk on your private property.
Yep.
But out back, you have trees that are touching the roof.
Yep.
And if you don't get those trimmed back, we're not going to insure you.
For most of us, they are going to be more invasive than helpful. For most of us.
Yeah.
You know, now, the child goes missing, or if you're a farmer missing cattle.
No, I agree.
Oh, my gosh.
I agree. I'm not saying that drones don't have a use. I mean, let's just talk about news stories or pictures.
Sure.
That you would have
damage assessment after natural disasters.
Absolutely.
Where it's a lot more cost effective and safe to put a drone up than put a helicopter up.
To your
up.
Point, finding cattle that have broken loose or searching for a kid that has disappeared. They certainly have a use. But with every good thing comes bad repercussions.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, how long is it before, you know, your daughter, your 18, 16, 17-year-old daughter is out sunbathing by the pool on a hot July afternoon in her bikini, and some perv is floating his drone over your pool taking pictures of your daughter.
Yep. You want to guess the most popular pet names for 2025 as we look back upon the year? Scott and I both welcomed new four-legged furry friends into our homes and lives this year.
Yes, we did.
Mine is Methy.
Mine is normally calm unless she has a green ball in her mouth.
Yours is calming down, and mine we took Birdie to the park today, and Carrie was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, she's got a lot of energy. Well, but keep in mind, your puppy's what, 4 months old?
Yes.
Mine's 4.5 years old.
Yeah.
And so we got an older dog from the pound up in Leavenworth, and my heart broke when I think I've told this story on the air. When the lady at the pound said she doesn't take well to people right away. It's going to take a few minutes or a couple days.
And she's like,
weeks.
Scott, for you, like longer.
Right. But she's like, this dog, you know, her first 4.5 years have not been her best.
Yeah.
And so immediately I'm thinking to myself, okay.
Like a challenge?
Not that I like a challenge. If your first 4.5 years have not been the best, I'm going to make sure that the next 5.5 years are your best. And then she said to us, you know, it takes her a while to warm up to people. Well, we met on the front porch of this pound, and she immediately took to me. I mean, like licking my face, aww, like just jumping on me, and that lasted for like 5 minutes. And I remember I was sitting down, and she's like in my lap, and she's just going crazy. And T goes, "Well, do you want her?"
Yep.
And I go, "I think we got one."
Yep.
And so, I mean, she's been the best dog ever.
So you named her Lizzie.
After Thin Lizzie.
One of the reasons I bring this up is that most of the names that topped the list of the most popular pet names this year start with L. Names like Leo, Lucy,
I knew Lucy would be,
and Loki.
Loki?
L-O-K-I are very popular. Huh. But in a study of 130,000 dog and cat names in the last year, by far, the number one name starts with an L. Do you want to guess?
Logan?
Luna.
Luna. Yeah.
Cats.
Sarah's got a cat named Luna.
And dogs. All right. You want to guess the top 10 real quick before we go to break? They're what you think it would be.
Like Max?
Max, not in the top 20. 20 on up is Rocky.
Yeah.
Lola. Ruby.
Ruby?
Poppy, Sadie, and Oliver.
I can see Sadie.
Willow, Winston, Penny. Number 11 is Coco, and here's your top 10. Rosie, Winnie, Cooper, Milo, Bella, Lucy, Charlie, Teddy. Number 2 after Luna is Daisy.
Have you noticed...
what was that movie with Keanu Reeves? Shouldn't have killed that dog.
Oh, that was John Wick.
John Wick.
John Wick. Have you noticed the trend towards naming your, especially with dogs?
Yes.
Naming your dog after a real human name?
But they're like Doug or Jonathan.
Or Charlie. Or
Sam has Barb.
Barb. And my niece, they have the cutest little corgi, and his name is Christopher. I swear to God.
I want a dog named Scott. I go, Scott!
Why? You do that every day.
Get over here, Scott!
You don't need to do that on Saturday and Sunday. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
All right, listen to this. Mamas, these stories always freak me out, but baby is healthy, mom is healthy, but it's a whopper. Mom gives birth under the Christmas tree in the hospital lobby. Story is out of Orem, Utah. For many mothers, a hospital is the ideal place to give birth, but sometimes babies have their own plans. Karina Largo says her water broke a few days before Christmas. She and her husband immediately headed to the community hospital there. As they walked into the lobby, nurses noticed she needed a wheelchair and jumped into action. But before they could go anywhere, baby Jackson was ready to enter the world. He was delivered on the lobby floor under the hospital's Christmas tree.
Oh, boy.
Look at his little eyes. He's like, nope, nope. Here I am.
That baby looks a little cross-eyed to me.
She said, and I quote, "I just want to lay down. I'm going to have this baby right here." The nurses were so nice. She says he came super fast. In fact, he was born 3 minutes after they arrived at the hospital.
Wow.
That's including parking the car. 3 minutes.
That is fast.
It is the greatest gift. It was an amazingly simple birth. And then the hospital had another gift for the family. The very tree Jackson was born under. When they loaded the baby in the car seat into the car a couple days later,
nice.
She got to take the Christmas tree home because, let's be honest, that's now the birth tree, you know. Probably better off with the family.
But the tree's going to die.
She says, "I didn't even realize I was under the tree until I looked up and I was like, oh, the branches."
Huh.
No, tree is fake, Scott.
Oh, it's fake. Okay.
Birth was real.
Okay. Thank you. Top four songs of 2025.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Post Malone and Taylor Swift.
Nope.
Yes.
Dana, I'm just telling you, no. Fortnite did not make the top four.
All right, give
me Taylor Swift did.
Okay, which one?
Is it Opalite?
Opalite. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is number four. I'm going to screw this up and sound like an old white guy. Anxiety by Doechii?
I got nothing.
Okay. I don't know if it's Apartment or APT by Rosé and Bruno Mars.
Okay.
And number one, Die With a Smile by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. He had number one and number two.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't heard that song.
Well,
I don't listen to music radio. I just don't. If I'm in the car, I'm listening to a podcast, making sure we didn't sound like idiots on the show, which I don't do very often because we do. Or I'm listening to like my playlist.
After 55 years, it is Warren Buffett's last day as the chief executive officer of investing juggernaut Berkshire Hathaway. Yep. The 95-year-old, often referred to as the Oracle of Omaha and the billionaire next door, will relinquish the title after a career that saw him turn a failing textile firm into one of the most successful asset managers in the world. Do you know why they call him the billionaire next door?
Because he is the billionaire next door.
He never moved when he made all of his money.
No way.
I have been by his house years ago.
That scares me. Like he'd be kidnapped for ransom or something.
For those of you who have listened to this radio station for a long time, we used to have a guy on named Tom Becca. And Tom Becca and I became good friends and still are. And he came from Omaha. And then when he left KMBZ, he went back. Tom Becca did, went back to Omaha. One weekend, I go up to visit and just say hello and, you know, grab dinner and hang out. And we're driving around Omaha, and he goes, ooh, do you want to see Warren Buffett's house?
I go, sure.
Why not? He goes, it's not what you think it is. I'm thinking the house at 55th and Ward Parkway, right?
Right.
Or bigger, right? This is a—
like three of those,
This is a billionaire. And we drive through this neighborhood. Don't get me wrong, it's a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, sure.
But think like Leawood— or one of the nicer neighborhoods in Prairie Village.
Like Mission Hills or no?
No.
Wow.
Not at all. And we're just driving around. It's a rather nice but nondescript neighborhood in Omaha, inside the city limits.
Was his house gated?
No.
Wow.
And Tom, he parks the car on the street and he says,
there it is.
That's Warren Buffett's house.
Don't you think he probably has 10 houses and that's just his home base in Omaha?
No.
All right. Is it true that he told his family they're not getting a dime?
That is correct.
Grandkids, adults. Can you imagine your dad is Warren Buffett? He is a walking Powerball ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not a spring chicken. And you know, I think everyone should work and everyone should understand the value of a dollar and all those things. You can teach those lessons and kick him a couple million.
I think he's going to take care of them.
He's also kept his salary as CEO at $100,000 per year for
wow.
the last 40 years.
Good for him.
Let me see what it says about his inheritance. I think he said he was going to give some to his kids. But
every year I'd be like, are we sure about that policy?
It says here, Warren Buffett's inheritance plan focuses on leaving his children enough money for them to, quote, do anything but not enough.
To do nothing.
That they can do nothing.
Bingo.
The vast majority of his estimated $140 billion fortune will be donated to charity, primarily through a new charitable trust overseen by his kids after his death.
Good.
He has three kids, Susie, Howard, and Peter.
Okay, speaking of children, you know I love a good lawsuit over fertility, and we got one in the stack today. Family is suing health facility for allegedly using the wrong material.
Is this a certain material that only 50% of the population can produce?
To impregnate a woman back in 1980. So what are you?
45 days.
45. Got it. The baby is now 45 years old. Why this took so long, I don't know. A family is suing a health facility for allegedly using the wrong stuff to impregnate a woman in 1980. The couple claims while undergoing fertility care at Oregon Health Science University, a woman was inseminated with material that did not belong to her husband. The procedure resulted in the woman getting pregnant and giving birth to a healthy baby girl, December 13th, 1981.
Probably the doctor.
Years later, it always is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Years later, the couple found out through genetic testing that the husband is not the daughter's biological father. Listen to this, quoting here about the mother. She had to bear the humiliation, discomfort, and physical distress of carrying a pregnancy to term, laboring, delivering the child. But then it says he was stripped entirely of his biological fatherhood of the firstborn child with his wife.
Yeah.
I would also say that as a woman, even though you know you have never been unfaithful to your husband, would you not in that moment where they're like, I'm sorry, Marge, but this ain't Ed's kid. If you're Ed, are you not going, well, whose is it? And Marge is like, right. I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I would be suspicious, yes.
According to the lawsuit, the family said their daughter suffers from medical issues that were inherited from the paternal side.
But I will tell you this, as a father of two beautiful children.
Your babies are your babies.
That's exactly right. And if one day, you know, let's say Shonda and I were struggling in that department and things just weren't clicking the way that they're supposed to biologically, and we opted to do IVF.
Yeah.
If I later found out that Sarah or Maya was not my biological kid, it would not change a damn thing.
No, of course it won't. Of course it won't. Now, this child has medical issues.
Man, that's a problem.
Family seeking $17 million. I always wonder in these cases, let's just say there's a mix-up that vial A is supposed to go in room 34. Vial B is supposed to go in room 35. They swap those things. Of all of the arenas where they should be vehemently checking and double checking and triple checking, it should be that one. Yet there are cases like this every year.
I would argue there are cases that are more important that need to be more than triple or quadruply checked, and that is when you're having something removed.
Oh, sure.
A breast.
A leg.
A leg. You know, a kidney.
But there are multiple people in an operating room who make sure that happen. And in most cases, before you go under, they go, all right, left leg, you look at me, I'm going to write it on, left leg.
No doubt about it, but yet it still happens. And I've never in my life been able to understand how it is that a woman goes in for, you know, a singular mastectomy or whatever, and comes out with the cancerous breast still attached, and the one that was healthy, gone. Or how somebody has, you know, for whatever reason, they need to have their leg removed. Maybe they have diabetes or something like that. And you're supposed to remove the left leg, and then they come to after the anesthesia, and their right leg is missing.
Which means you've now lost both legs.
Correct.
Yeah, this doesn't say when the issue happened, who is now the biological father. And that, with fertility, opens up an entire different can of worms. Let's say, now that this child's now 30, let's say the child's 8, and the rightful owner of that material comes forward and says, this is my biological child. Will you have a claim to that child?
Not if they're 45.
Well, not now, but what if they had found out earlier?
Well, wasn't there a case regarding that not too long ago?
Now,
granted, the kid was put up for adoption. You remember the kid that was screaming as they were putting him?
Oh, baby Richard.
Was it baby Richard?
Oh, yeah.
As they were putting him into a minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Because
age three.
One of the biological parents did not agree to put the kid up for adoption, and they wanted the kid back.
Yep.
I mean, that you can't write enough checks for therapy for that kid.
It was an initials mix-up. An individual identified by the pseudonym R.W. was referred to the family planning unit with his spouse. R.W. was tested, and R.W. gave a sample to the same doctor.
That, I love how careful you are.
Later that spring, this poor woman underwent her procedure for artificial insemination with the intention of it being her husband, K.W.'s child. So my guess is, Scott, R.W. and K.W. share the same last name. Think about it.
Williams.
Oh,
probably.
Whatever. But
Whitford.
Even if it's something like, give me a very bizarre W name not even bizarre, but even if it's something
Wyckoff.
You don't double check. They didn't.
We're going to do Festivus Wednesday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news, the last Festivus of 2025, obviously. It's brought to you by Q39. Our producer today is Jason Hyde. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
You know, I can only blame myself. I let myself get invested in a college football team, and every year, every single year for the last 28, they have just disappointed me over and over again.
There's still time.
There is not enough time to come back from this ass-whipping that is playing out in the studio right now. I mean, this is bad.
I'm not saying we're watching the Nebraska game in here, but for the four of you that are out there, and you know why there's no one in their car right now? No one is going out yet. Even my son said, like, we're not going to get started till 7 p.m. You can't start drinking at 3.
Oh, God, no.
You got to start at 7 or 8 if you're going to last till midnight, which I will not.
I have absolutely no intention of lasting until midnight tonight. Why?
It's okay.
Why do I care so much? A routine. This guy will not be enjoying New Year's Eve. A routine traffic stop in Tonganoxie led to a large drug bust on Monday night, according to the city's police department.
Yeah, I saw this.
Tonganoxie police say they confiscated roughly 30 pounds of marijuana. The driver was not a local resident and is believed to have been trafficking drugs across multiple states, according to police. Quoting here from the department in a Facebook post, "Hard work and continued commitment to keeping our community safe is what our agency strives for. We're proud of the efforts of our officers." They did not provide details on the traffic stop. A sergeant with the Leavenworth County Sheriff's Department also helped with the stop. Okay. If you're a dumb dope dealer and you're driving down 2440 through Tonganoxie, you deserve to be pulled over and caught. Why would you not travel on a major thoroughfare?
A friend of mine said they were surprised at the number of people defending this guy on, you know, Facebook comments or whatever.
Yeah, because now they're not getting their dope.
Let him have it. And he said, it's not legal to have that. That is not personal use. That is an enormous amount.
What do you mean they were defending him?
Like, it's legal. Who cares anymore? But he was
it's not legal in Kansas.
30 pounds. Even if you got caught with 30 pounds in Missouri, I'm pretty sure that's not legal.
That is I believe that is correct. You're allowed to. A personal use amount. I don't smoke weed, but you're allowed a personal amount and whatever that specific weight is in dope. I have no idea. And I don't care. But I mean, how can you? wake up, America. It is not legal in the state of Kansas. You can't go driving. Hell, you can't go driving around anywhere with 30 pounds of weed. But you definitely can't do it in the state of Kansas. I've said this from day one. South Dakota and Kansas will be the last states in this union that legalize marijuana.
Okay, not so fast. Did you see the headline that dropped on the front page of the Kansas City Star today?
No.
The headline, Kansans, talking to you. The headline says, and I quote, "Here's why the public price tag for Chiefs Stadium in Kansas may top $6 billion.
The price tag to build the stadium?
The Star got into the weeds of the math and where the money's coming from and who's going to pony up what. And I bring that back to the marijuana conversation because you do have to wonder, as this thing gets more expensive than maybe people thought, will Kansas be the next to the last domino that falls because they're going to need more money for this thing?
So we're clear and I understand what you just said.
Yep.
You're saying that the Star has a story that suggests
front and center
that the new Chiefs Stadium complex is going to cost $6 billion.
And I quote, on the deal's surface, Kansas agreed to fund about $2.775 billion for construction of the facilities in Wyandotte and Johnson. But the real price tag is more than double.
Well, where's that money going to come from?
Smoke them if you got them.
Because it was my understanding that the Hunts were going to pony up 40%, and the state of Kansas was going to pony up 60%.
They had economic experts that have mathy degrees look at this, and the number they came up with was $6 billion.
Okay.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Damn you, Nebraska. You break my heart every single year. We're going to do Festivus Wednesday coming up in just a moment. If you have a grievance, you want to get it off your chest before the new year starts, this is your chance. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.